Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Don Pafletic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting 8th. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander. Hansen reaches second base with a double. May goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Pafletic and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball four. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Carew moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel takes first base on ball four. Carew moves to third. Reese moves to second. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Reese moves to third. Manuel moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas takes first base on ball four. Reese scores. Manuel moves to third. Olander moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Mitterwald reaches second base with a double. Manuel scores. Ullander scores. Cardenas moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Jerry Nyman now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Cardenas scores. Mitterwald moves to third. Cott moves to second. It's 6-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noop moves to second. Rich Morales pinch hits for Jerry Nyman. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams bunts towards the mound. Cott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cott. Noop scores. Berry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Twins. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott juggles the ball. That's an error on Cott. Berry moves to third. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Don Sechrist now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sechrist fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ullander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ullander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen juggles the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafletic hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knoop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mitterwald hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Sechrist, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Sechrist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sechrist strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Cott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Reese reaches second base with a double. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sechrist fields it and has Reese trapped. There's the throw to Melton, who throws to Aparicio, who tags Reese for the out. Killebrew moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ulander hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive towards short. Cardenas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott juggles the ball. That's an error on Cott. Noop moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry is hit by the pitch. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Noop moves to third. Berry moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Noop scores. Berry scores. Aparicio moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-5, Twins. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Gale Hopkins now playing first base. Dan Osinski now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pafletic strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Olander hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Dan Osinski. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-4 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pafletic hits a line drive into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.